Begin the current daf Maseches Brachos daf Samach. We begin on the bottom of the Testament base, three lines from the bottom, where the Gemara continues quoting from a Mishnah regarding different brachas one makes of Shvach and Oida. One of them being Bona Bayis Chadash V'Kana Kelim Chadash. If someone builds a new house or he purchases new vessels, which is going to be the topic of our Gemara, then that bracha is that a person makes a Shechiyanu. So the Gemara has a discussion of Machlokes regarding when does a person make a Shechiyanu on new clothing or vessels that he has purchased. Amrav Huna. We didn't say that one makes a Shechiyanu when he buys these new articles, only if he doesn't have anything at all similar to them. But if he has something similar to them, then you don't have to make the bracha Shechiyanu. It's not such a great simcha. Says, even if you have something that's similar to these articles, you still have to make a bracha. In other words, if let's say you inherited something just like that, since it's the first time you're purchasing it, so for you it's a new, so to speak, acquisition in the form of purchasing, then you would have to make a bracha of Shechiyanu, because although you have it through inheritance, it's the first time you're purchasing it, so although you have something just like it, you would make a shecha. Now we continue on to the top of Samach Menal. So the Gemara says, Mechlal, but that what it comes out from this Machlokes is that the Chikana, because of Chikana, Divya Kol in Tzarech Levach, that according to everybody, both Rav Huna and Rav Yechanan, that if you purchased something, an article, and then you purchased the same article again, then according to everybody, you would not have to make a bracha, because even Rav Yechanan only says that you have to make a bracha only because it's the first time you actually acquired and purchased it. But if you had already once purchased it, then you would not make a Shechiyanu. Vigadami, some say the Machlokes is in a different version. Am Rav Huna, Rav Huna said that we didn't learn that you make a Shechiyanu only if you did not purchase it and then purchase it again. But if you did purchase it and then you purchase it again, then you don't have to make a bracha because again, you already purchased this once. Now purchasing again is not the same hana, same pleasure. So therefore, you would not make a Shechiyanu. Rav Yechanan says no. Even if you already purchased this item once and now you purchase it again, you still have to make a bracha because it's still a great enjoyment for you and you have to make a Shechiyanu. So Machlal, the Gemara says that it comes out from this Machlok is Chiyesh Loi V'Kana, that if you already had this, in other words, through an inheritance from somewhere else, and then you purchased it, the Divya Kol Tzarech L'Bracha, according to this version of the Machlok, everybody holds that you would have to make a bracha even though you had this already once, but if it was the first time that you purchased it, that you have to make a bracha, that even Rav Huna didn't say that you don't have to make a bracha, only if you purchase, then you purchase again, because there's no chiddush at all. But if you have it and then you purchase it, that there's a chiddush, that it's the first time you're purchasing it, then even Rav Huna would agree that you would have to make a bracha. So the Gemara asks, Meisve, but it seems to be a contradiction from this from a braisa. We learned, Bona bayis chadosh, ve'ein lekuyetzbe. If someone built himself a new house and he doesn't have anything just like it, or kana kelim chadoshim, ve'ein lekuyetzbe, or if he purchased a new vessel, a new article, and he doesn't have anything like it, then tzarech levarach, you have to make a bracha. Yesh loy kayyotzebem in tzarech levarach, but if he has something just like it, even though he never purchased it before, he would not have to make a bracha. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says benkech benkech tzarech levarach. In either situation, whether he has it before, whether he doesn't have it before, since it was not originally purchased and now it's the first time he's purchasing it, you would have to make a bracha. So now the Gemara discusses that based on this braisa, how it affects the two different versions of the Machlokes of Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yechanan. Bishlam Lishne Kama, according to the first version of the Machlokes of Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Huna Kreb Meir, Rav Huna is like Rabbi Meir, that it's only if you didn't have it beforehand that then you can make a bracha Shechiyanu, but if you had it, even if you didn't purchase it, it was inherited, you can't make a bracha. That's how Rabbi Meir says, that's Rav Huna said it. Rabbi Yechanan would be like Rabbi Yehuda, that even if you had it, as long as you didn't purchase it the first time, it was inherited, then you could still make a Shechiyanu. So it's understandable, the same Machlokes as by Tanam. Ela Lishna Basa, according to the second version of their Machlokes, Sabishlam Rav Huna Rabbi Yehuda, so it's good, Rav Huna comes out like the lenient cheetah in that Machlokes, which is Rabbi Yehuda, which is, although you had it already, but you didn't purchase it, so you can make a Shechiyanu. According to Rabbi Yechanan in the second version, that even if you purchased it once and then you purchased it again, you still make a Shechiyanu. Don't make a man. Who is he saying like? Leker Meir, Leker Yehuda. You have both Tanoim seemingly saying, not like him, because even Rabbi Yehuda, who's Mekel, he doesn't argue only in the case when you have it and you purchase it. But if you purchase it and you purchase it again, then Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you cannot make a Shechiyanu. But you don't have to. So Amalach Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan would tell you, Hu adin Rabbi Yehuda kana v'chazor kana na mitzarech levarach. Really, Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that even when you purchase and then you purchase again, you would have to make a bracha. And this that they argue only in the case of when he had it already, even though, let's say, through inheritance, and then again he goes and purchases that. That's when Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to make a bracha, which would sound like that if you purchase and you purchase again, that you don't have to make a bracha. That's only that's just tell you the chiddush of his opponent, of Remeir, that even in that type of case, where you never purchased it before, and now you and now it's the first time you're purchasing, even then you don't have to make a bracha, but v'koshkin kana b'chaz v'kana inzach l'vach, and that, according to Reb Meir, definitely, when you purchase again, you don't have to make a bracha. But in truth, Rabbi Yehuda, who's arguing on him, he would hold, even kana b'chaz v'kana, that you would have to make a bracha. So then the Gemara asks, if that's correct, the way we're interpreting that, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, that you would make a that you would have to make a shechion even when you kana v'chaz v'kana, if you purchase again. So if a liflegu b'kana v'chaz v'kana, let him just say that case that you purchase and you purchase again. To tell you the chiddush of the case of Rabbi Yehuda, that even then you would have to make a shechion. Why say in the lower case and that to tell the chiddush of Rabbi Meir, say the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda that even when you purchase again, you would have to make a shechion? The Gemara answers, kayach deter adafle. We always take as a general rule that the power of a heter, of permissiveness, of not to, so to speak, have to keep a mitzvah, is a bigger chiddush that to tell you that even when he had it already, and it's the first time he's purchasing it, that you don't have to make a bracha, that's the chiddush Rebbe, that's bigger chiddush than to say the chum of Rebbe Huda, that you have to make a shechyanu, even if you purchase and you purchase again, which Rashi and Beya and Afbeis tells us, that it's better to tell us something, the words of the matav, the one who permits us something, than to rely on what he said, and that he's not afraid to paskin, and to say that it's permitted. But the ones who say it's usr and they're machmer, that's not a proof, because everyone could be machmer. Even by something which is mut, you can say, oh, it's usr, it's you have to machmer. So as a klal, we always say the kayach of the heter is greater, so that's why I wanted to tell you the chiddush of Reb Meir, which is even when you had it ready and now it's the first time you're purchasing it, you don't have to make a shechianu, versus Rabbi Yehuda says you have to make a shechianu, is not such a chiddush, and we'd rather say the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, of Reb Meir versus Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah, that said, Mevarch al hara'a, that person has to make a bracha on the bad that has a, so to speak, a semblance of good. So Gemara says, hey, what does that mean? If it's something that's bad, what does it mean it has a semblance of good? So, and this and that type of bad, we said you'll make a dayan emes, a true judge, which the bracha on bad, in spite of the fact that it has some type of semblance of good. So the Gemara says, the type of cases can go into shokol bidka ba'ari, that if a flood swept through his land, so avogav de tabahili de, even though it's something good for him, and that is, as the Gemara says, the maska ara sirtin v'shivcha, that now that the earth has gathered this sediment, and now it's going to be, it's going to get better, the land, because of all the, this it's going to, so to speak, fertilize the land. Hashtamir rohi, however, now it's bad, because it's just ruined this whole crop of this whole year. So therefore you make a dynamic, a true judge, in spite of the fact that the semblance of good here, something good, there's a silver lining, like they call it, still the actual main event is bad, so therefore you make a dynamic, in spite of the fact that some good could come out of it. But similarly, the Mishnah had said about a teva, that something that's good, that's me'ena ra, that has a semblance of bad, you'll make a bracha teva meitiv. So Gemara says, hey, chedem, what's that type of case? Could go into ashkech metziv, someone finds a lost item. So avagav de ra, he lived, even though it's bad for him, that is the ishama b'malka shokolim, and if the kingdom hears about it, the government hears about it, they're going to take it away from him, and they'll maybe even give him a penalty. However, now it's good because he found this whole sum of money. So therefore, although maybe something bad can happen, it's a semblance of bad, you make a teva meitiv. We're not worried about what the future is going to bring. We live in the present, and the present is good or bad. That's the bracha that you make on it. Mishnah continued quoting that hoise ishtemu beres, if one's wife is pregnant, v'aman, he says he rots in shetelet, let it be the will of God that she should give birth to a male. How is it tefillah shav? It's a tefillah in vain, because it's already too late. It's either a girl or a boy. He just doesn't know about it because he hasn't seen sonograms or whatnot. So therefore, it's a tefillah in vain because you just don't know. So therefore, there's no point in davening. It's what is it is already. So the Gemara asks, "Bolei mahani rachim? Is it true that mercy won't help? It won't help to daven in such a situation that, so to speak, to change if it's a girl into a boy?" But Masav of Yisrael asked, we learned in the pasuk that says, "Va'acher yoldabas." Afterwards, Leah gave birth to a daughter. V'tikah shema Dina, and she called her name Dina. So the Gemara asks, "May va'acher?" Rav Yisrael asks, "What does it mean that after the words she gave birth to a daughter?" So Amirav la'acher shadana Leah din ba'atma. It was after that Leah, so to speak, set herself in judgment, and that's where the name of Dina comes from. And that's Acher, after this judgment that she was, so to speak, contemplating. And that is V'amr, she said, Yud Beis Shvatim Asidim Lotzes Miyakim. It's known that the Imohis, our mothers, they knew that there was going to be 12 Shvatim coming out of Yaakov. So Shisha Yotzu Mimenu, already 6 came out of me. V'arbam and the shvach is already four came out of the maidservant. Hari Asherah, that's already 10 shvatim. Im zeh zach, if this child that I'm carrying is a male, loyte achaisi rochel ka'achas ha-shvach, that means my sister Rochel will not even be as many children as one of the maidservants, because they have two, she's going to have one, because I'm going to have my seventh child now, which will make 11, there will be one more left for her to have. Miyad nevchalabas. At that moment, the child that she had turned into a daughter. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, but tikra eshema dina, she called her name Dina, that is Yosef, that Rachel was going to have, was supposed to be Leah's child, and that is the relationship that we find by Yosef and Dina, that he married Dina's daughter, that was Asnas. But the point is that, she, so to speak, Yosef changed into Dina. So we see that that was in the mother's womb, so how can we say that a person can make a tefillah if we see that a boy changed into a girl? So the Gemara says, first of all, Emas Kirin Maisa Nisan. We don't mention acts of miracles, because that was a miracle. That's not the Derech HaTavi. A person can't daven for something that a nesh should happen. V'iboy Seyman, moreover, the Gemara says a different shot, that Maisa de Leah B'teich Abraham Yom Haba, that the story of Leah happened within the first 40 days of the creation of the fetus, and that is she knew she was pregnant, but the child has not developed yet, if it's male or female yet, so therefore their tefillah still applies. Kedetan has learned the Brisa in the formation of the embryo in the fetus, as it says as follows. Shloisha Yom Harishayim, the first 3 days after intercourse, Yivakish Ad Mirachemim Shloisviach, a person should daven and have mercy from Hashem, that the seed should not putrefy, shouldn't spoil. In other words, that it should be, so to speak, caught, and that should be created as a child. And that is that, because we know that after 3 days, if the semen wasn't caught by the woman's eggs, by the ovum, so then it's going to putrefy and davening won't help anymore. So the first 3 days you daven that it shouldn't spoil and should be caught. Mishloisha v'ad aboim, from three days until 40 days, yivakish rachim sheyizacha, he should beseech mercy from Hashem that it should be a male, because up until then the sex of the child has not been formed yet. Marboim yoim v'ad shloish chadoshim, from 40 days until 3 months, yivakish rachim shloihi sandal, should ask mercy that it shouldn't be a sandal. That is, the mother should not become pregnant with another child, and that'll, so to speak, squash the tzur, the form of the first one. It'll be compared to a fish in the sea, which its name is sandal. So you're davening that there should be no deformities in the child because of another child, so to speak, taking away from the nourishment and from the development of the fetus. Mishloish chadoshim at shisha, from 3 months until 6 months, with the second trimester, you should beseech mercy from Hashem that the child should not be a non-viable fetus, and that it should have continuity, that it should go and become and go out, that it should be a healthy child. Mishisha v'atisha, from 6 months until 9 months, which is this third trimester, yivakish rachim sheyitzi b'shalom, that you should daven to Hashem, that it should go out in peace, that it should be, so to speak, full term and be healthy. So the Gemara asks, umi mehani rachmi, and does mercy really help? In other words, that we said that you could daven for a male, even within 40 days, but it seems that it depends on how the seed was emitted. So how can you daven from day 3 to day 40 that it should be a male or a female? From Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ravi Ami, we learned in the pasuk that we learned in the Gemara that says Ish Mazriat Tchila Yuladis Nekeva, that if a man emits his seed first, then they give birth to a daughter. Ish Mazriat Tchila, if the woman emits her seed first, Yuladis Zacha, then they give birth to a male. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, Ish Kis Mazriat Yuladis Zacha, if a woman is, so to speak, emits her seed, and they'll give birth to a male. That's what the pasuk in Tazria says. So how can we, so to speak, daven if it should be male or female, but it's already decided by who emitted the seed first? So Gemara answers, Hacha Ma'eskinan, correct, Kugin Shizri Yushneim Vazachas, if they both emitted seed at the same time, so then they could go either way, so to speak, then that's when it applies for a person to be able to daven that it should be a male or a female. But if it was already one or the other, then that was already decided. The Gemara continues quoting the Mishnah that says, Hayibaba Derech, similar to the case of davening when the one's wife is pregnant, if it should be male or female, it's already too late, it's a tefillah shav. So too, if someone's going on the road and he hears some screaming from the city, he says, oh, I hope it's not from my house, that type of tefillah is in vain, because what was is, he just doesn't know about it. So the Gemara brings a story related to this. Tana Rabban, the Maisa Behil Hazakin, there was a story with Hil Hazakin, Shayibaba Derech, Vashama Kal Tzvachabir, he was going on the road and he heard a scream coming from the city. So Amma, what he said, he didn't say what the other one in the Mishnah said, that, oh, I hope it's not from my house. He says, Muftachani she'en zebetech beis, I am confident that it's not from my house. And for Allah v'akasavim, and such a person, the pasuk says as follows, Mishmur v'layira, from a bad tiding, he's not afraid. Nochin liboy betuach b'ashem, his heart is confident with his trust in Hashem. So therefore, I know it's not from my household. So Amar Rava, Rava comments on that pasuk that kol hecha darsha l'haikra, whichever way you interpret that pasuk, it's going to have the same understanding. Whether mireish l'sefer midrash, if you interpret it from the beginning of the pasuk to the end, or mireish l'sefer midrash, if you interpret it from the end of the pasuk to the beginning, that it's all the same as the Gemara brings. Mireish l'sefer midrash, if you interpret the pasuk from the beginning to the end, that is, you read it in order. Mishmura ra l'yira. From a bad tiding, he won't be afraid. Matam, what's the reason? So the end of the pasuk says, because nochin libe betuch b'Hashem, because his heart is firm and trust in Hashem, because of his betuchin, he's not going to have fear. Similar, misayf l'reish midrash, you can interpret the pasuk from the end to the beginning. That is nochin libe betuch b'Hashem, as the pasuk at the end says that his heart is firm and his trust in Hashem, and therefore mishmur ra'la'ira, and that's why from a bad tiding he won't have fear. That is because of his trust in Hashem, and this concept of not having fear, that a person should be confident, that Hashem will take care of things, don't worry about things. Of course, you have to make your status, but Hashem will take care of things. The Gemara brings a story related to this. There was this student that was going after his Rebbe, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi, in the marketplace in Tzion. The Rebbe saw that a student was afraid. So I'm like, chatoat, you're a sinner. The chesiv, like it says in the pasuk, pach du betzin chatoim, that the sinners in Tzion, they were afraid. It's a sin to be afraid. You should have confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei, but he said, there's a pasuk, Rabbi, it says, v'al chesiv, ashi ad mefachatomet, praiseworthy is the man that's always afraid. So I'm afraid. I'm anxiety ridden because it says that. Amalei, no, hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. That pasuk refers to the words of Torah. That a person is praiseworthy, if he's always afraid, then maybe I'm going to forget my Torah learning, and that maybe that should, so to speak, motivate a person and inspire him to constantly be reviewing his Torah. But to be afraid, it's an aver to be full of anxiety, to be afraid, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the world, and you should know that, and therefore you're called a sinner if you have pachad, if you have fear of things going on in your life. Similarly, the Gemara brings, Yehuda bar Nosson have a shokel of ozl basred of Amnuna. If Yehuda bar Nosson was going behind Rav Amnuna, Isnach, and he groaned, he moaned. Amalei, Yisurum Bayahu Gavala Suri Navshe, does this person referring to Yehuda ben Nosson, he wants afflictions to come onto himself? The Chesivet says in the Pasuk, Ki Pachat Pachati, because I was afraid, V'yasoni, and they have overtaken me, V'ashe Yugartu Yovali, and that which I feared has come to me. So you see that, so to speak, having Pachad is, so to speak, being overtaken by these forces. But it says in the pasuk, praiseworthy is the man that's constantly afraid. So he said, no, if that again is in reference to the words of Torah. So therefore, pachad, fear, is bad for a person. And it's something that a person has to have betachin, but whereas by the words of Torah, that's in the person's hand, that should motivate him to constantly review his learning, not to be confident and to be afraid he's going to forget his learning. But everything else in the world, don't worry, Hashem is the one that actually runs the world. The Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah. It says, if a person comes into a city, he has to make brachas, he has to daven to Hashem to save him from these unlawful, so to speak, people that run these countries, and they're so to speak, they're going to do things that are not good for them, they'll throw them in jail. So therefore, you have to make a tefillah when you come in. So Tarnabon, we learned in the Brice, and this is Ben Azai that says that in our Mishnah that you have to make two brachas when you enter the city, two brachas when you leave the city. So the Brice says, b'chnisasim ahu aymer, what do you say when you enter the city? So you have to do two things, as Beznazi said. You have to, so to speak, thank Hashem, and you have to beseech Hashem. That is, Yihiratzim lofenech Hashem lekai. May it be you will, be you will in front of you, Hashem, my God. Shtachniseinu lekrachzeh l'sham, that I should enter this city in peace. Nichnis, when he finally enters. So then he says, Moedani lofenech Hashem lekai, shechnestani lekrachzeh l'sham, that I thank you, Hashem, that you had me enter this city in peace. So that is, you have to, so to speak, beseech, and then thank for the past. Bikish Lotzis, when he wants to leave the city. So, I beseech Hashem that you let me leave the city in peace. Yatza, when he finally leaves, I thank you that you let me leave the city in peace. And then he continues, and this is Nusach that many will know regarding the Nusach of Tfilas HaDerech, and which is the same component, the same idea, which is that when you're going on a dangerous area, you're going on these travels, one should say a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what we're talking about. K'shem she'etzisani l'shalom, just like you took me out in peace, kach te'lichein l'shalom, so too you should lead me in peace. V'sismecheni l'shalom, you should uphold me in peace. V'satzideni l'shalom, you should affirm my footsteps in peace. V'satzileinu mikaf kol oyev v'oyev badechin, you should save me from the hand of all foes and ambush on the road. And again, this is the tefillah, what's known as tefillah zederach. However, the Gemara qualifies this, that when do we say tefillah zederach? Amar av mas l'shalom nel b'karach she'en don. We only say it in a city that you're passing through that they don't judge the hargan by and then they kill. In other words, they don't first judge and kill. Of a bekrach shadun in the hargan by less than but if it's a lawful city where they first judge a person then they kill him, then we're not concerned. And that is a person himself should be careful that he shouldn't do something wrong or something stupid, and that he shouldn't go into a dangerous place. So therefore, if he's going into a lawful city, then you don't have to make this tefillah. In other words, there's no point in it, because if you're careful, nothing bad will happen. However, ikadami, there are those that say the amr of mas nafil b'krech shadun v'hargan b'ay. Now, even if you're going to a city where they usually judge and then they kill, still, a person should say a tefillah, a prayer to Hashem. And that is because zim le mishrami le inish the yolof le schus, sometimes a person will not have someone that will represent him and try to show his merit. Maybe he's going to have a DA that so to speak, doesn't know what to say for himself, and he's going to be prosecuted and found guilty because there's no one that's worthy of representing him and won't have the right things to say. So even if it's a lawful place, you should still say a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should save you when you go and when you leave from this dangerous place. Again, and that's even the place where they judge and then kill. Tanaban, we learned the Braisa. Again, this is the same theme that we're talking about regarding saying a tefillah when you go into a makam sakan, into a dangerous place. So there are different dangerous places. Hanichnis lebeis hamerchetz, somebody goes into a bathhouse. He says the following tefillah. And that's because in the times of the Gemara, the bathhouses, they had like a floor, but under the floor was this hot pit of boiling water, of fire that would, so to speak, warm up the bathhouse. And that was, it was a dangerous area. If it would cave in, it would, so to speak, it's immediate death. So when one goes into a bathhouse, he says the following prayer. Yiratzim lefanech Hashem lekai, may be your will in front of you, Hashem. Shetatzlein mizeh mekriyat, whether you should save me from this and things just like this. Val yarabi dvar karkolav oven, that it shouldn't happen to me a situation of ruin or of sin. Vim yarabi dvar karkolav oven, and if it does happen to me a situation of ruin and sin, temi sasi kapal lechalav nes, let my death be a forgiveness for all my sins. However, Om Abaya says, loy lemi inishach, a person should not say this thing about dying and that the death should be a kapara. To lay liftach pum in the sudden, shouldn't open up his mouth to the sudden, to the, so to speak, the prosecuting angel. The Amr Shlokesh, Rechay Tomish made Rabbi Yasi, as Rech Shlokesh says in the Masera over the name of Rabbi Yasi, lo ilma yiftach adam pev the sudden, the person should never open up his mouth to the sudden, to the makatrik, to the prosecutor. You don't want to go to the IRS and tell them that, oh, you know what, I really did make that income. You don't want to go to the prosecuting angel, to the sudden, and say, you know what, if I die, you don't want to give them almost that opening. And therefore, don't say that type of tefillah that if I die, let it be a kapara. There's no such option of death. Amar Rabbi Yosef Maikra, what's the pasuk that shows this idea that what's known as al yiftach adam piv l'satan, that you shouldn't say the idea because then it's going to actually come true possibly. Like it says in the pasuk that Klal Yisrael told the Navi, kemat kistema miyinu, we were almost like Sodom, la'amor d'minu, we compared to Amor, which were these terrible places of Sodom and Amor, which were the most unlawful places. So my hadulu Navi, so what did the prophet answer to them? Shimu dvar Hashem, listen to the word of Hashem, kitzinei Sodom, you leaders, you the masters of Sodom. In other words, they said we were like almost like Sodom. They opened up, like so to speak, the opening, and it was out of the bag, and they said, you're the leaders of Sodom. So you see, you don't open up with such a reference. So kinafak mayayma, when he comes out of the bathhouse, what does he say? Amar b'acha moedani lefanech Hashem lekai, I thank you Hashem, my God, she'etzaltoni min ha'or, that you saved me from the fire. And that is the fire which is under the bathhouse. And the Gemara brings a story related to this, that Rebavo alabe bani, Rebavo once went into the bathhouse. Afkis be bani mitusei, and the bathhouse opened up from under him. As we said, that they used to have a pit where the water would fall into it. And the people that they bathed on top of this floor, so to speak, it caved in. Esrachash le nisa, so a miracle happened for him. Kam alamud, he stood on the pillar that held up the floor, which was still there. Shazu meyev achad gavri b'chad avri. He saved 101 people with one limb, with one arm. In other words, that he stretched out his hand, or two, and this one stretched out to another. In other words, a chain up to 101 people with his one arm. He was holding on to these 101 people. So the Gemara said, Amahim de Rabacha, this is the same halacha as Rabacha, that someone has to give thanks that he left a dangerous situation and went into peace. Dam Rabacha, as Rabacha says, Hanichnis lahak is dam, someone that's going in to let blood. So Ayma Yiratzim lefanecha Hashem lekai. So a person says that this following tefillah, which the person should say whenever he goes into a situation of refuah, of a surgery, shehei eitzik zeh lerefuah v'tirpeini, that this should let this situation be a situation of healing and I should be healed. Ki kel roifei nemanata, because you are the God, the truthful God of that heals. V'fra'as chemes, and your healing is a true healing. And lefisha in darkin shel bnei adam l'rapos el shenagim, because, and this is part of the tefillah, because it's not really the way of mankind to heal. It's just that that's how they have become accustomed to doing it. In other words, they really have no business healing, really, the way it should be. We should just ask Rachmanus from Yashem, because you control the world. And that's the nusach he says. So similar to what Abai said before, Amabai loyle min neshachi. Person should not say such a type of tefillah in his phrase in his tefillah that's not really the proper thing for man to heal. It's just that's what they have done. It's not true. To turn to baby shmol, v'rapi rapi. It says in the pasuk when someone damages someone, when he physically damages him, that he's the mazik. So v'rapi rapi, that he should surely heal him. So the Gemara darshins from there that mekanchin nitn rishus l'rapi l'rapis, that from here was given the permission for the healer to heal. And that is, it's not that it's not the derech. It is the derech, and that's the shtadlis the person has to make, that a person should heal him. And therefore, you don't say that terminology of that it's not the derech. So kikoi my aimer. So when he gets up after he's healed, after the surgery was successful, what does he say? Amravacha baruch reifachinim. Hashem should be blessed that he's the free healer, that so to speak, we don't have to pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything. He goes ahead and he heals us. Or the tefillah is like the Goyin says that from the Gears of the Rambam, that reifachinim, that Hashem is the healer of the sick. Anyways, that's the tefillah. Like Rabacha said, similarly, when you save him a situation, you have to make a bracha that Hashem healed us. Now the Gemara continues on Amud Beis. Different brachas of shvach, of hoidah, which are not brachas and nenen of, so to speak, the brachas that we eat when we eat something. So these are the brachas a person makes before and after he fulfills his needs. So hanichnas lebeis hakisei, so someone that when he's entering the bathroom to the lavatory, Oymer says the following tefillah. Hiskabdu mechubadim, you should be honored, you honorable ones, kedoshim, the holy ones, mesharsi elyon, the servants of up above. In other words, he's speaking to the malachim that escort him, because every person has two malachim escorting him. As the pasuk says, "Ki malachim b'tzavelach," that is commanded as malachim to go with you. So you're telling them, so to speak, be honored, tenu kavod l'kayis, or give honor to the God of Israel. Harpo mimenu, go away from me. Achei kanes v'esr etzayne, until I go into the bathroom and I do my will. V'avalechem, then I'll come back to you. So again, Amar Abaya, Abaya says again, lo yleimer neshach. Abaya would tell those when they were made in the schach, says, a person should not say this. That, so to speak, malachim, go away from me so I can go do my needs, because malachim are not going to the bathroom. Because dim shavke levazim, maybe they actually will leave him and they won't come back. Elaleima, rather, he should say as follows, so to speak, beseech them to stay with you, but in the proper way. Shamruni, shamruni, watch me, watch me. Azruni, azruni, help me, help me. Samchuni, samchuni, support me. Himtinu, lehimtinu, wait for me. Achekonis ve'etze, until I go in and I come out. Because that's the way of man. So in other words, you're so to speak communicating the proper way so that they should understand that you really want them to stay. You just need them to wait for a moment while you go in, take care of your needs, and come out. When the person comes out of the bathroom and they took care of his needs, what does he say? Baruch Asher Yatzar Asa Adam B'chachma. Hashem should be blessed that he formed man with wisdom. And that he created in him different openings, chalulim, chalulim, and different cavities. It is revealed and it is known in front of your throne of glory. If one of them would open, and this is a reference to the chalolim, to the different cavities in the person, for example, his heart or his stomach or his intestines, if one of them would open, if one of them would be closed, that's a reference to the openings in the person's body. For example, the mouth or the nose or by the person's rectum, if one of them would close, it would be impossible to stand in front of you. And some have the gear says the Vilna Goin brings down even for one moment. That's the bracha that a person makes when that's known as the Asher Yatzar Tefillah you make after the bathroom. My chasam, how does that bracha conclude? So Amar Rav says, bracha to Hashem, reifacham, that you heal the sick. So Amar Shmuel said, Kashavina Abba, which was an honorable term for Rav, Rav made Lekuliyama Katsiri, he made the whole world into sick people. What do you mean Hashem heals sick people? We're not all sick. Ela reif v'chol bas, rather the terminology should be that Hashem heals all flesh. And that's a reference to the ability to relieve oneself, which is the healing of the whole body. The whole flesh gets healed when the waste could be removed. And if not, then the body gets filled up with water and it's unhealthy. The whole body starts malfunctioning. Rav Sheshe says that the way the bracha should end is mafli lasis, that Hashem acts wondrously. And that is, that's a pella, it's a wonder. That's mafli lasis. In other words, regarding the body, that it's, so to speak, empty. It's like a big balloon, and this balloon has holes in it, And usually if you have a balloon that has holes in it, the wind can't stay, the ear can't stay in it, it comes out. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with wisdom, and he made with him cavities and openings, and still, although he has these holes, the wind, the ear, the ruchnius, the person's breath of soul stays in himself the older days of his life, and that's a pella, and that's wisdom, and that's incredible, and that's why it's mafalasis. Taisa is interesting, brings from the Tanchuma, that it says, Vayivre lekimas adam, that Hashem created man. So Omer Rabbein says in Tanchuma that he made him b'chachma, with wisdom. Why is that? That he prepared all his food and then he created him. And that's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Flamen Ches, says, that that's why he was created on Erev Shabbos, so that he could come into the meal right away, that everything was complete already. And that's where the foundation of the bracha of Asher Yotzes Adam b'chachma, that he created man with wisdom in this smart way, so to speak, after he was created, everything was already prepared for him. The meal was already there. Shabbos was starting. The world was complete. He had everything he needed. Either way, Rav Papa says, and this we find many times, Rav Papa takes all the shitas, says, that's why we should say both of them, because they're both valid points. Refech al-basa, that Hashem is the healer of all flesh, u'mafalasis, and he acts wondrously. And that is our minig, how we say in the bracha of Asher Yatzah. Now the Gemara continues with other brachas relating to a person's physical needs. Hanichnis lishon al-mitasi, someone enters to go to sleep on his bed. So what does he say before he goes to sleep? He says from the Shema until Vahim Shema, the first parasha of Krishna. And then he says what's known as the bracha of a maple, which is Baruch HaMapel Chevle Shinal Ein. Hashem should be blessed that he cast the bonds of sleep on my eyes. In other words, he helps him to go to sleep. Usnu Malaf Apoy, and slumber on my eyelids. Umeir Li Ishin Bas Oyin, that he illuminates the pupil of my eye. Yirotzim L'fanecha Hashem Alekai, may be the will in front of you, Hashem, my God, that you should help me lay down in peace. And you should give me my portion in your Torah, because every yid has their own portion. And I should become accustomed to doing the things of your mitzvahs. And that I should not become accustomed to doing averus, sins. And I should not come into the grasp of error. And not to the grasp of sin. And not to the grasp of challenges. And not to the grasp of disgrace. The yishud be yitzer toiv, while yishud be yitzer hara, and that my good inclination should rule over me, and not being ruled by my evil inclination. V'satileini mi pega ra, that I should be saved from an evil mishap, u'mechaloam ram, and from bad sicknesses. V'al yiv'aluni chaloi misruim v'hirum ram, and that I should not be confounded, I should not be confused, and so to speak, caught up with evil dreams and with evil thoughts. U'sei mitasi shlem lefenech, let my bed be complete in front of you. And that is always a euphemism that there should not be any psul, any something of handicap or wickedness in my children. And let my eyes be illuminated, lest I die in my sleep. Baruch atah Hashem, Hashem, you should be blessed. Hameir lo olam kule b'chvoyde, that lights up, illuminates the world, the entire world, with his honor, with his glory. That's known as the bracha of Amapo. So kimister, when the person wakes up, Aimei says the following bracha. Elikai, my God, neshamish nesatabi, the soul that you have placed inside of me, tahir, is pure. Ati yitzartabi, you have fashioned it inside of me. Ati nefachtabi, you have blown it into me. Vati mesham b'kibi, and you watch it inside of me. Vata asidlit lameni, you are ultimately going to take it away from me. Ulachzir bilas love, and return to me in the world to come. Kol mancha neshama b'kibi, as long as my soul is inside of me, Moida ni lefenecha Hashem lekayv v'kalevasai, I give thanks to you, Hashem, my God and the gods of my fathers. Ribein kol ha'olamim, master of all the worlds. Adin kol neshamis, the Lord of all the souls. Baruch atah Hashem, Hashem, you should be blessed. Hamachas and neshamis of Gramason, that return souls to dead bodies. And that is when a person is, so to speak, sleeping. It's like a 60th of death. He's not totally alive in that sense. And Hashem returns the soul in the morning. So the Gemara brings that their minig was what we know as Birchas HaShachar. We say it in order, and there's many different pshat and giving them a farshim because we want people to answer Amen, or because then we're organized in our thought process. But the way it used to be that the Birchas HaShachar that we say was all at the times when they would actually, so to speak, appreciate that phenomenon, then they would say the brachas, as the Gemara explains. Kishoma kol tarna gaila, when the person hears the voice of the rooster, Leimei should say the following brach. Baruch Hashem nosen lasech vivina, Hashem should be blessed that he gave understanding to the sechvi, which is the tarnagol, it's the name for the rooster, because there are places that they call a tarnagol sechvi. Lahafchin ben yom v'layla, that he could differentiate between day and night. So that's the bracha we give, that the rooster starts crowing right when it starts, the morning begins. So then we say, oh, we give thanks to Hashem, gave that to the roosters. Now we know the morning is beginning. We can, so to speak, get up out of our beds. That's the first bracha they make. Kipasachene, when he opens up his eyes, let him say the bracha, Hashem, you should be blessed that you open up the eyes of the blind. Kitaritz v'yasev, when he finally straightens up and he sits up in his bed. Let him make the bracha that Hashem should be blessed, that he releases those that were bound. So to speak, when he was, so to speak, sleeping, he didn't have the faculties, and now he's sitting up. Hashem releases him. Kilavish, when he gets dressed, let him make the bracha, Hashem should be blessed, that he clothes the naked. Kizakev, when he stands up, let him make the bracha that Hashem should be blessed, that he straightens those that are bent. And that is because one's supposed to get dressed under his blanket before he stands up to be dressed in with tznius and modesty. So when you finally get up, Hashem straightens those who are bent. Because now you're straight like a rod, not like you were sitting. Kinachis la'ar, when you finally put your foot down on the ground, let him say the bracha, Hashem should be blessed, that he, so to speak, floored the earth on top of the water. Now there's somewhere to step. Kimaski, when he finally starts walking, Hashem should be blessed that he makes firm the footsteps of man. That we have the faculty, that we have the ability to walk, that the person has to appreciate that. Kisai Misani, when he finishes putting on his shoes, you have to make the bracha that Hashem should be blessed that he made for me all my needs. And that is the shoes are, so to speak, even the bottom, it's the final thing that a person puts on when he's finished getting clothed. Even that I have. Ki asahem yoni, when he ties his belt on, Lema Baruch Izi Sobigur, let me make the blessing that Hashem girds Klai Yisrael with strength. Ki paris sudra al reishi, when he puts on his kerchief on his head, that is, Taisa says that similarly would apply to all types of hats or coverings. So then, Lema Baruch Iti Sobisavara, let him make the bracha that Hashem crowns Klai Yisrael with splendor. Ki me'atev betzitzis, when he clothes himself in his tzitzis, Lema Baruch Hashem Kedushan B'mitzvah Sivitzvon Ulis Atif Batzitzis. That is when he wraps himself in the tzitzis, he makes the bracha that Hashem he made us holy and he commanded us to wrap ourselves in tzitzis. Kimanach Tefillin. And then when he puts on his tefillin, so Adre, when he puts it on the tefillin of his arm, Lema Baruch Hashem Kedushan B'mitzvah Sivitzvon Ulis Niach Tefillin. Then you make the bracha that Hashem made us holy and he commanded us to put on the tefillin. Areishi, when he puts on the tefillin of the head. Then you make a different bracha that Hashem commanded us to on the mitzvah of tefillin. And Taisa explains that since the beginning of the placing of the tefillin first is on the arm, so then you make the bracha of lahanich, because that's the putting on. But the shalroish, the one on the head, then you make the bracha al mitzvah, not lahanich, because you already, so to speak, started and you just started putting on one of them. So therefore, it wouldn't apply the appropriate nusach of saying lahanich. So therefore, you make a different bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. When he washes his hands, and that's because he's supposed to wash his hands right before davening liketchila, so therefore that's possibly after they put on the tzitzis in the tefillin. So lema baruch hashem kedushanu b'mitzvah sevitzvon al netilas yadayim. Then you make the bracha that Hashem made us holy and commanded us with washing our hands. Kimashi ape, when he washes his face, lema baruch hamaver chevli sheinu me'enoy. Then you make the last bracha of berachas hashachar that Hashem removed the bonds of sleep from my eyes. Usnuma me'af apoy, and slumber from my eyelids. So then, v'hirotzim l'fanach Hashem lekai, let it be the will in front of you, Hashem, my God, shetargilein b'sarei secha, that I should be accustomed in your Torah, v'dabekein b'mitzvah secha, let me be attached to your commandments, v'atvi'ein lo de'ched v'lo de'oven, that I should not come to sin or to any averes, v'lo de'nisayim v'lo de'vizayim, not to any test or any disgrace, v'cheves yitzri l'shtabalach, and so to speak, force my inclination to serve you. I want to. Sometimes I just can't. And distance me from an evil person, and from an evil friend, and attach me to my good inclination, and with a good friend in your world. And place for me today, and every day, for grace and for kindness and for mercy, in your eyes, and everyone that sees me. You should give for me and you should flourish on me good kindnesses. Baruch atah Hashem, you should be blessed. Goyim l'chasadim teiv l'am Yisrael, that does and flourishes upon a person good kindnesses for his nation Israel. And that's known as the last bracha that continues with Hamav Rishena. That is what's known as the Berachas Hashachar. And in the times of the Gemara, they used to do it in the order of what they did from when they got up in the morning. Now the Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah that said, Chayvan Levarach Bechulu, a person is obligated to make a bracha on the bad, just like he has to make on the good. To which the Gemara asks, "My chayv levarach al ruach shem shemavarach l'tayva." What does it mean in our Mishnah that you have to make a bracha, a blessing on the bad, just like you make on the good? If it means to say just like on the something that good that happens to a person, you have to make the bracha of hatayva meitiv. Hashem is good and He does good. So kach mevarach al ruach. So too, you make a bracha on something bad, hatayva meitiv. But no, we learn the Mishnah not like that. We say al besurus tayvus em hatayva meitiv. On good news, you make a hatayva meitiv. Al besurus rice. On bad news, em brach to emes. You make the bracha that Hashem is the true judge. So you see, for bad, you don't make the same as good. No, what was necessary to tell you was it means to accept it with joy, and that is you have to make a bracha on something bad that happens of punishment with complete heart and complete joy, as every mitzvah is supposed to be done with simcha over tuv levav, and therefore although you're making a bracha in the emes, it should be said with joy. So what's the pasuk that tells us this idea? So it says that chesed u'mishpat u'shira, that on kindness and on justice I will sing. L'cha Hashem Azimir, to you Hashem, I will sing praise. So, im chesed Oshira, if it's kindness, I will sing. V'im mishpat Oshira, and if it's justice, I will sing. So that's one marker that the Gemara has to show, that the same song is being said on kindness and on justice, for good or for bad, because it's all good, it's all from you Hashem. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar, he gives a different source, mihacha from this pasuk. B'Hashem Ahal Davar, that with Hashem, that I will sing and I will praise with joy on this thing, that and regarding God, I will also sing this thing. So what it's telling us is that Bahashem Haldavar, when it says that with Hashem, the name of Hashem Yudke Vavke, I will praise this thing. Zumi Detava, that's a reference to a good measurement coming from Hashem. Belikim Haldavar, when it says the word Elikim with God, I will praise this thing. That's zoom in this parenthesis. That means even on something of punishment that comes to a person, that is because Elikim is always a lashon of judgment, of justice, of judges. Like it says in the passing in Shemais Chabez, Adr Elohim Yovid Vashnim, which is a reference to Bezdin, that up until Elohim will come the words of the two litigants, that we see that Bezdin, justice, dinim, are called Elikim. So therefore, we see that both Hashem and Elikim, Ahal Dava, I will praise Hashem, I will be Mekabel V'Simcha, both the same way. A third source the Gemara brings is, Reb Tanchum Amar Hacha, from this pasuk, Kais Yeshuis Esa, that the cup of salvation I shall lift up, U'Veshem Hashem Ekra, and that in the name of Hashem I will call out, Tzar V'Yogin Emtza, that distress and grief I have found, U'Veshem Hashem Ekra, and in the name of Hashem I will call out. So we see that even with the same as the cup of salvation is the same as with distress and grief, both of them, U'Veshem Hashem Ekra, I will call out to Hashem, that being makabel both, besimcha, whether teva meitiv or dayin or emes. The fourth source the Gemara brings, Rabban Amir Mehacha, Rabban say from this pasuk, which is Hashem nasan v'Hashem lokach, Hashem has given and Hashem has taken. Yishem Hashem averech, let the name of Hashem be blessed. Either one, if Hashem is giving or taking, it's all Hashem that's in control. And therefore, either way, I'm going to bless Hashem's name. So these are four different sources that we see that a person has to make a different bracha, but both of them have to be done besimcha, with joy, that Hashem, with complete trust, that Hashem is doing the best for the person. Similarly, the Gemara brings about this appreciation that even the bad that happens to a person is really good. Amrav huna amrav mishum rav meir. A person should always be accustomed, there should be a habit, because what you ingrain in yourself, that's what you end up becoming. So a person should always be accustomed to saying it, even in times when it's almost not necessary, that called the Ovid Rachman al Tavir, whatever Hashem does is for the good, because you're going to need it at one point, and it has to be ingrained already. You have to have these positive affirmations. As the Gemara brings a story to illustrate this, famous story, Kihod Rebbe Kiva Dava Kaza Borcha. The Rebbe Kiva was one time going on the road. Matalihi Masa Bayishbiz, he came to this city and he was looking, he was trying to find a place, a host, an inn, somewhere to spend the night. Layavale, no one gave it to him, no one was interested, they didn't let him stay anywhere. So Ama called the Avid Rahman Latavi, said whatever Hashem does is for the good. And he believed it. Azlavas Badavi went and slept out in the forest, in the midbar, outside in the forest, in the wild. And he had with him at least a few things. He had a tanagoyla, a rooster, the chamra, and the donkey, the shogun, and some light that he could at least learn. And he could have the donkey, he could have the rooster to wake him up in the morning, and he could have the donkey to travel with. So he had his, so to speak, his necessities. Asazika, a wind came, kavla shogun, and blew out the light. So now he can't even learn. Now he's stuck, doesn't even have a light. Asa shunra, ochle tanagoyla, and the cat came, now ate up his rooster. Now he can't even get up in the morning. Now a lion came and ate up his donkey. He can't even travel. He's bereft. He has nothing. So Amar called Avi Rachman Latavi says, no, whatever Hashem does is for the good. So the Gemara says, Beba Lelia, that night, Asagesa, an army of troops came, Shavi Lamasa, and they took the whole city captive, and they liquidated the city. Amalahu, so he said to them, I guess the people, his students, Lav Amri Lachu Kamashois HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didn't I tell you that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and we'll continue on to the top of Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, HaKoi L'Tayva, everything is for the good. If I would have had a light, a candle that was lit, so then the troops would have seen me. If the donkey would have been there, he would have brayed. Or the rooster would have been there, he would have crowed. So then they would have heard me, they would have came, they would have captured me, I would have been in jail, I would have been taken captive. So I see that everything that Hashem did, not only that it wasn't bad, it was good, and that's why I was saved from these marauding troops. The same foundation, the same Yesod, the Gemara, continues and says, V'am Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Mishim Rameh, a person's word should always be minimal against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, like the pasuk says, "Al tavala picha," don't be rash with your mouth. V'libchal yemar lohitzi davar lefnei elokim, and your heart should not be hasty to say anything against God. Ki elokim b'shamayim, because God is in heaven; He sees everything. V'ata l'aretz, you're here on earth. Al ken yidvarechem atim. That's why your word should be very minimal, very limited, and you should be done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, l'kav schus, because you don't know much. You see very limited from the picture, as we see from Rebbe Kiva, that, so to speak, what would seem to be very, very bad was actually the thing that saved him, and therefore, don't speak out against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'd be surprised how everything is really for your good.